Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchick covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Frean and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Blair moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Frean and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to second. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-1 in the game. Frean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Frean reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Sutherland scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 6-2, Orioles. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bellinger scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Grich reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 9-2, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Frien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 9-3, Orioles. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Sanders reaches second base with a double. Frien moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frien scores. Sanders scores. It's 9-5, Orioles. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Roberts moves to second. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. John Knox now playing second base. Gary Sutherland now playing third base. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gritch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards third. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox misplays the ball. That's an error on Knox. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Frien reaches second base with a double. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frien moves to third. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sanders strikes out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Grant Jackson now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sutherland hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6 Orioles. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Frien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holdsworth juggles the ball. That's an error on Holdsworth. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell pinch hits for Andy Echeverry. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Kurt Motten pinch runs for Boog Powell. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Robinson scores. Cabell scores. Motten moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-6, Orioles. Jim Ray now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sanders hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cabell, who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer pinch hits for John Knox. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.